get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
And here's Corby.
All right.
Or Snake.
Snake Pit time every Wednesday at 5:35. So, in the weird, I'll set this up by saying, I believe it was on Friday of last week. It could have been Thursday, but you were talking, Bob, about Roki Sasaki.
Yeah.
Who was the hopeful Ranger starter from Japan. Ended up signing with the Dodgers, of course. And you told us the story of Roki Sasaki surviving a 2011 tsunami in Japan that claimed the lives of 20-some-odd thousand people, which is a shockingly large number of human beings to die.
I thought you were going to say an S-ton.
think of a hurricane, tornado killing that many people, 26,000. Well, then that led us to talking about the tsunami that happened in 2004 that killed 280,000 people.
In India, right?
It was in the Indian Ocean. It was Indonesia is where it hit first, and then Thailand.
Okay.
So we mentioned that, like, oh, my God, what, 280,000 people? And right when we said that, Peter Welpton texted me and Bob, and he goes, there is a documentary out right now that just came out in 2024 about the 2004 tsunami. Nothing has ever been made about it, you know, from a documentary standpoint. He's like, you should watch it. It'll freak you out. So I watched it. Dude, I can't believe this footage is, we haven't seen it, or it hasn't been part of the dialogue when it comes to natural disasters. So this happened the day after Christmas.
Was this the one where there were people, like, sitting around a pool at
yes,
a resort?
Yes.
That ended up with 280,000 deaths?
Yes.
I remember this, but that's a quarter of a million people.
Yes. Gone within, when the tsunami hit, like, dead within 30 minutes. Everyone. 200. Gone. This wasn't like some sort of wait around. And I mean, like, gone. Drowned.
And
dead.
As I recall, and maybe this is the case with all tsunamis, but all the water pulls back into the ocean first.
Yeah. Well, yes, it does. Yes.
So, that is so freaky.
So, an earthquake. It's caused by, obviously, by an earthquake. This earthquake hit 100 miles off the coast of Indonesia. And it was a registered 9.2, which is the biggest earthquake that the world had seen in over 40 years. All right? And it hits in the middle of the ocean. And so the tsunami center, which is in Hawaii, which typically tsunamis hit from the Pacific, they don't have anything in the Indian Ocean gauging tsunamis. Well, this hit, and the tsunami center picks it up, and they're like, oh, my God. Well, here's this guy telling the story of how these things start.
We figured out the location, which was about 150 miles off Banda Aceh in the Indian Ocean. That spiked my adrenaline. Because an earthquake that occurs under the ocean actually lifts the ocean bottom. Imagine a line of 1,000 kilometers of water being lifted vertically. And then the water, of course, peaks, and then gravity pulls it down. When the gravity pulls it down, the wave separates and spreads out in two different directions. And as you get near a coast, you're not going to see what we think of as ocean waves. I think of it as more like a steamroller of water, just shearing its way inland.
So, again, 1,000 kilometers of water. Kilometers.
It's like 700 miles or so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Being lifted up to an apex. I don't know how tall it actually gets. And then dropping straight down. And then it splits. And the tsunami waves go in two different directions.
Right. It's like a big ocean queef.
in a way, Dave, it is. And I think you should teach all children this in their science classes.
He should get 1,000 points for working that into a segment about tsunami.
Good job, Dave. Good job. Good job. So
it's like double word score.
They don't have anyone to call in Indonesia because there's no tsunami center at all. And they're just sitting there going, okay, who do we call? We don't speak the language. Then we have to tell them to leave the coast immediately. Because this hit...
They're like, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to evacuate right now.
Yes. It's perfect right now.
How far do you have to leave the coast to be okay?
Well, okay, so this happened at 7:58 in the morning. And there are people out there surfing and, like you said, having a good time. It's a huge tourist area in Indonesia and especially Thailand, where it hit later. Like 30 minutes later. But basically what they have culled all this video from people that obviously survived. And
or they just found their phones.
There was no phones back then that took video. It was basically being recorded with camcorders. And so this at the time 15-year-old boy who's now 35, he was with his brother and his parents on vacation. They're on the beach. And as they're sitting there on the beach, he's like, all of a sudden the beach went away. And there were it was 100 yards back instantly. Think about being on the beach and suddenly it disappears for 100 yards.
Like the ocean.
Like the water just gets sucked out.
Yes. That completely sucked out.
So freaky.
And then there are people that were filming this and you could see out on the horizon this white cap that was moving toward you. And obviously on the horizon, it's a ways out there, and you can't really tell how big it is. As it approaches, the first wave starts to kind of dissipate a little bit, starts to shrink. Well, right behind it is the wave.
The granddaddy.
And, dude, it looks like something out of Mad Max. Like some sort of apocalyptic just mass of water that you can't even quantify how fast it's going, how violent it is. I mean, this is not a wave. This is like, it's like, and they described it this way too, it's like imagine 10 million washing machines just all going at once, you know, 1,000 miles an hour just spinning around the water. That's what was headed toward the coast. And these people start running. This boy starts running with his brother, his 11-year-old brother, and they get sucked up into the wave, and they instantly separate. And eventually, both of these people survived. I mean, it's a miracle. All these people that they talked to...
The two brothers?
They survived. It's a miracle that anybody survived this thing. But it wiped out... I mean, you have to be miles inland.
Yeah, and you just can't express how dangerous everything is because the trees are like weapons, you know, and
yes,
like all the
buildings that are taken down
and then the vehicles and everything's in this water floating.
Water turns from water to a goop filled with nails, trees, structures, cars,
glass,
wood, glass, everything. And yes, I mean, people are, their heads are getting hit. The carnage that is underneath this mass of water that
right, because it eventually recedes back.
Yes, it goes
back.
And
it just leaves this destruction behind it.
And so within 30 minutes, 180,000 people were dead.
Dude.
So then it hit Indonesia. Well, just on the other side of Indonesia, north and east, is Thailand. And Phuket is the number one tourist attraction.
You're saying that right.
I am.
You say it, Dave?
It's the number one tourist place
bucket
in Thailand. Okay, so you have so many people there. Well, they say that depending on the topography of certain regions, some areas get hit harder than others.
I mean, one night in Bangkok will make a hard man humble.
Again, he's killing it over
Boy,
here.
It's like the 3-point competition. He's just got a rack of balls.
And he's not even, he's walking away like Larry Bird at the end. He didn't even look at it. And so Phuket got spared. They lost lives, but then just a little bit north. And dude, the line that they show of this wave, this isn't like some wave that's like, it's going to hit. Galveston. Dude, like a hurricane is centralized, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It hit Tampa and maybe, you know, a couple of 10, 15 miles. That's the epicenter of it. The tsunami is hundreds of miles. And so once it hits the northern section of Thailand on the coast, 100,000 more people dead instantly.
And that was like 30 minutes after Indonesia?
Yes, 30 minutes after, and there was no way to warn them because everyone had just died just to the south and west of them. And then...
We better call Thailand! Oh.
Yes, and then... So here's the worst part about tsunamis, which I had no idea at the time. First wave hits, everyone's dead. And then these people that survived are like, oh my God, what just happened? And a lot of Americans were there. And they're looking at each other, and they're just like, oh, my God. And then this one woman who's like, I can't believe I just survived that. She sees a man with a backpack running on top of the debris after the water had receded. And he's sprinting toward her, and he goes, run. The second wave. There are multiple waves.
Aftershocks?
Bigger than the first, not aftershocks. This was the mother of all the waves. So they come in droves. It's the most horrific thing you could ever be a part of. We talk about fires in L.A. We talk about hurricanes on the coast. We talk about tornadoes in the plains. This, you've never seen anything like it.
Because you never, I just imagine as a human being, you never feel tinier and more helpless.
Yes, you can do literally nothing. And the scramble of people getting on their bikes and their mopeds and in their cars. And then gridlock happens right away,
Trying
to leave the coast, the panic. You just die. You're dead.
Sounds like you join me in voting tsunami/tidal wave number one in your natural disaster poll.
By a mile.
Yeah.
Give me anything else other than that.
Seriously.
All right.
So that's on what?
It's on Disney Plus. Just came out. It's four parts. I'm only through two.
Okay, I was going to say, did you blow through the whole thing already?
I watched two parts.
Okay.
The actual waves hitting Indonesia and Thailand.
Is this like a Nat Geo special?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Mark, it is.
I'm getting on it.
It is. It's great.